Sean, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Amber. Lovely to be speaking with you.
Lovely to be chatting to you as well. So, Sean, I know you've been involved in filmmaking in the past as well. So tell us a small bit about your background and tell us maybe about some of the projects that you've worked on in the past.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I'm from Castle Island and I've always been interested in film. I studied in Cork and I got into film there. I've made a load of short films over the years, lots of music videos and things. My last short film was called The White Horse and it received an IFTA nomination. It was actually also longlisted for an Academy Award. Mm-hmm. And now is the time for me to step up to make my first feature film, which I'll be doing in Kerry in July.
Fantastic. Very exciting times. And I can imagine a lot of work going in behind the scenes probably at this stage, Sean.
Yeah. There's a thousand spinning plates. But it's great. It's coming together with a great production team, excellent producer. We have a fantastic cast on board and the local support has been absolutely phenomenal. There's a real excitement about the project.
That's brilliant. It's great to hear. Can you, I suppose, without giving too much away, because obviously we don't want any spoilers, but can you tell us a little bit about the film, maybe its name and maybe a little bit about the story behind it?
Sure. Yeah, so the feature film I'm working on is called Diatribe. It's a psychological thriller set in Kerry. It stars Mo Dunford and Charlie Reid. You might know Mo Dunford from The Dry and Vikings, and Charlie Reid was in Joyride mm-hmm. with Olivia Colman, which was set and shot in Kerry a few years ago. It's a contemporary Irish drama about a teenage boy who becomes increasingly influenced by an online personality, played by Mo Dunford, and the impact that has on his family. It's a film about misinformation, social media, family relationships, and how people have become so divided. It's a really timely and topical story.
It certainly is. That was exactly what I was just going to say to you next, because we're hearing so much about that kind of situation playing out in real life as well. So very timely, but I can imagine very educational for a lot of people that don't actually know that this is potentially happening, maybe, you know, to someone that they might know in their own local area, Sean.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's much more commonplace than people might think. And one of the themes of the film is, you know, what is it like for a parent to raise a kid when at the end of the day, the kid does have internet access and the kid, you know, can be looking at all different types of sources of information that might be kind of contradicting what the parents could be saying, and what happens when your kid starts moving in a direction that you don't want them to be going in.
Absolutely. And Sean, I know you mentioned obviously it's quite topical and quite timely given, I suppose, the world we're living in at the moment. Is that what kind of prompted the idea, or where did the idea for the film, the feature film, come from?
Yeah, I mean, it's an idea I had kind of stuck in my head for a couple of years. I really liked the idea of parents and a kid being in a house and it being kind of a pressure cooker situation that's kind of triggered by the presence of this online influencer. And I pitched this to the screenwriter who I work with, Paul Cahill, who also wrote A White Horse, the short film that did well a few years ago. He loved the idea, and I was off traveling at the time, but we over many, many Zoom calls while I was in France and Germany. Paul teaches screenwriting in Belfast. We developed the story and built it up into the script where it is now, where it's just a strong topical film that we can make locally and get some great actors and production crew involved.
Absolutely. And it must be a lot of hard work, I can imagine, but having that idea in your head and I suppose putting it down on paper and actually making it into a film, you know, that you're going to now be shooting, it must be very exciting, I suppose, to see that process take place and obviously to get it to where it is today. And I know you're obviously looking for people to get involved, but from, I suppose, the idea and the concept to where it is now, that must be a lovely process when it actually, you know, goes successfully and you can say, like, look where we are now today, given where you started.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a very, very long process. I've done it before with short films, but this is my first time making a feature film. It is such a lovely process to see it come to fruition. And there is nothing quite like sitting down in a cinema with the people with whom you made the film and watching it on the screen and hopefully having the themes and the impact of it that we got on the script translate onto the screen. It's a lovely thing. Yeah, it's a great feeling when it happens.
It certainly is, and a lot of skill goes in behind it as well, I can imagine. It's brilliant. You mentioned the likes of Mo Dunford and Charlie Reid, both of them pretty well known, I suppose, here in Kerry as well, you know, and further afield. It's great to have them starring in your feature film. You must be delighted.
It's fantastic, yeah. I mean, I had met Mo at a couple of film festivals over the years. He's an absolute gentleman, just an absolute sweetheart of a fella. And obviously his career has taken off. He's been in lots of great Irish films like Michael Inside and Rosie. He was he's in the dry and in RT at the moment. But I sent Mo the script, and he really connected with the material. He loved it. He loved the character. His name is Shepherd in the film. He's the online influencer, and he's just been hugely supportive of the project, and we're delighted to have him on board. And then with Charlie, I mean, Charlie is just one of the most exciting young actors working in Ireland at the moment. I absolutely loved his performance in Joyride,
Yeah.
and I think he was like 14 when he made Joyride. And now he is, I think he's 19 actually. He's playing a bit younger in the film than he is in real life, but he's an incredible actor. And we had a full weekend of rehearsals actually in Dublin last weekend with the cast. And it's just magic seeing everybody come together. And we're thrilled to have Charlie and Mo in the cast.
Absolutely, it's fantastic. It's great to hear it's going so well. And as well, excitingly for other people as well, there's a chance for people, Sean, throughout Kerry and beyond to star as extras in the film. So you might tell us maybe who you're looking for maybe and if they need any experience, for example.
Yeah, indeed. So we're shooting entirely in Kerry in July, and we're looking for local people of all ages to take part as extras in a number of scenes. There's no acting experience necessary at all. We're particularly looking for people who would like the experience of being on a professional film set and seeing how a feature film gets made. You know, some scenes have people who younger folks who could pass for secondary school students. I mean, o over 18. But we also need older folks for a book launch scene, public events, and other crowd scenes. I'll give you an email address in a minute now, so if people want to get pens and papers ready. But if people can send us a quick email with their details, we'll get back to them with information about the scenes that might suit them best. You don't need acting experience. Most extras have never been on a film set before. We're
Okay.
just looking for people who would like to be involved and help us create realistic scenes. But if you do have acting experience, do throw that into the application. So we've got a couple of dates. We're in the 18th of July in the Meadowlands in Tralee, Saturday 25th in the Castleline Daycare Centre, Monday 27th of July in the River Island Hotel, and Thursday, July 23rd in the Presentation School, Castle Island. All locations, I must mention as well, have been incredibly supportive with allowing us to film there and get the story off the ground.
Brilliant. And those dates you mentioned there, Sean, is that the dates that the filming is going to be taking place, or is this kind of casting for the extras?
No, that's when the filming will be taking place.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So not long, really. And I know you mentioned that you don't necessarily need acting experience, which is great because it kind of opens it up to everyone and anyone that might be interested. But for example, if someone is maybe a budding actor or they think they'd like to go down that road, a fantastic opportunity for them to dip their toe into the industry. And as you mentioned, to see like a really professional production taking place on their doorstep.
It's so valuable for anyone who wants to work in the film industry, whether you want to be an actor or a director or a producer or a camera person, to be able to get onto a set and see how it works, see how it all comes together. Yeah, it's a really exciting process, and it just gives you a sense of the amount of work that goes into it. And then it's all the more exciting when you see the finished thing on screen and know that you were there on the day helping to make it happen.
Absolutely, it's amazing. It's brilliant. It's very exciting. As we know, you're a Kerry man, you're a Castle Island man, and you mentioned all of the shooting is going to be taking place throughout Kerry. How important was that for you as, I suppose, the person who's producing this film and making this film to make sure that it was shot in your home county?
Well, look, I'm from Kerry myself, from Castle Island, and I always wanted to make a feature film here. We have incredible locations in the county. We have amazing talent and such a strong creative community. It felt important that my first feature would be made at home. We are filming in locations in Cordell, in the River Island Hotel, Castleline Daycare Centre, Presentation School, Castle Island, Meadowlands Hotel, Blountinassig. The Kerry County Council have been brilliant in helping us out, as has Sean Mulchinock, who's the Kerry Film Officer, the folks at Caolte. Also, I just want to mention Joan Brosnan in Cordell and John Reedy at the Main Valley Post have been extremely helpful. Yeah, people have just been incredibly supportive of the film, and there's a real sense of excitement about the project, and I couldn't imagine making it anywhere else.
And as well, Sean, I know we always boast about Kerry here, and I suppose some people might think, you know, it's just because we're from here, but we really are blessed, aren't we? Because we have everything really on our doorstep. If you want, you know, the mountains, if you want the rivers, the lakes, you know, the beaches, no matter what it is or what backdrop you want for your film, we're very lucky that we have it in some corner of Kerry.
Everywhere you need is within driving distance. And my producer, Mo O'Connell, who produced an Irish film called Horseshoe last year, which did really, really well and was nominated for an IFTA. She's based in Dublin, but she's been coming down looking at the different locations in Kerry, and she's been absolutely stunned by it, as has all of the crew who've been coming down. And you can see it, like there's more and more interest from like Netflix have been here recently shooting different projects, and you can see why people are becoming more and more drawn to Kerry. And we have such a rich history in film as well. I mean, going back decades, like even rewatching Ryan's Daughter recently, you know, like David Lean coming over here and making this massive epic, and you know, building up the infrastructure in the Dingle Peninsula. You know, we've such a rich history of it. So it's an honor for me to be tapping into that history with my first feature.
Fantastic. It's great to hear. I know obviously after it's shot, you know, a lot of work still needs to go on in terms of getting the film ready for release. Do you have any kind of time frame in mind, Sean, that you think, you know, you're aiming for, I suppose, for when this film might be released?
Yeah, well, once the film is finished, I'll then be editing it, which will take a couple of months. And then there's the whole post-production process. I would imagine that we'd be looking at screenings probably early next year. So we'll be aiming for like a festival run, get into different festivals, and then a proper release, and hopefully getting onto a couple of streamers. But I will certainly keep you up to date and everyone else with that process.
Definitely do, because we'll be mad to hear, and we'll be looking forward to see all the areas, I suppose, that we see every day, but on the big screen as well, which is exciting. Before we finish up, I just want to ask you, I suppose making a film and shooting in an area, it's a huge boost, isn't it, to the local economy as well? And I know you mentioned at the start you're getting loads of positive reaction, but it's great, isn't it, to be able to give something back to the local areas, I suppose, and to create that buzz, first of all, but also, as I said, that boosts the local economy, because it's so important, especially in kind of the more rural areas where you will be shooting.
Absolutely. And as I said earlier, the enthusiasm and the support that people have given us has been mind-blowing. I think it also kind of taps into the even the fact that, like, you know, we've actors like Michael Fassbender and Jesse Buckley winning the Oscar earlier this year, who are locals, you know. I think that film has such a good name in Kerry as well, that to have it contribute to the local economy and have that kind of reciprocal enthusiasm from the local economy is really a mutually beneficial thing to have. It's great. Also, Amber, if you don't mind, I just might mention the email address to give out for people want to send in their applications or send in their details to be an extra. So anyone interested can email the production company directly at 3hotwhiskies@gmail.com. That's the number 3, hotwhiskies with an E, all one word, @gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from people across Kerry who'd like to get involved.
Brilliant. Yeah, very important to get that in there if anyone is interested in taking part, of course. Sean, it's brilliant. And thanks a million for talking to me, and the very best of luck with it. We'll be looking forward to seeing the finished product.
It was a pleasure, Amber. Thanks for having me on.